Blog Talk Radio.
Happy evening. Welcome to the Sorry Blog Show. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know her. She's my favorite person. Will you join me in welcoming my grandmother, Mama Dahi?
Well, thank you, Isaiah. Thank you for that wonderful introduction. It's always a pleasure to be introduced by you, my grandson. And I want to take the time to thank our listening audience that have been supporting us in all the previous show, those 21,125 listeners that have been supporting us in the morning and the evening and afternoon shows for Home-Based Business 101. I also want to thank you for those people who tuned in last night as my mother-in-law made her debut on listening and listeners talk radio. We really appreciate that and making us the number one show in home-based business 101. This is, again, truly listener-supported radio. Well, again, welcome to the Jasari's Love Show. And Jasari's Love means audacious love, bold love. This means a lot of love, unconditional love. And this is very important to me because what makes the world go round, as Dionne Warwick used to say, is love, sweet love. It makes the world go round. So we want to go on and get started, but we definitely wanted to thank everyone, all of our listeners, for supporting this show. Today, as you may already know, the topic is realizing and conquering your fears. And to me, it's a very important topic because we live our life and we have these fears that we don't even know we have. There's so many opportunities and experiences that we miss out on because we are afraid of something. Here are some exercises for us to do to help identify our fears and ideas of ways to operate through your fears. Sometimes we are unaware that we even have a fear of something. We just avoid certain situations or activities. Sometimes we are embarrassed or afraid to admit our fear about a particular activity. In order to become successful in business, we have to overcome those fears. And before I go into that part, I also want to thank our listeners who are in the chat room. Just want to definitely thank everybody that's on board and that is supporting and participating in this process. Overcoming your fears. I have a short story to tell you. A few years ago, I guess it's been about 10 years now, I was teaching a lady how to drive a car. And after a few days, of course, she wanted to get, you know, out of the neighborhood and go a little further. She requested I take her from the west side of town, which was in Baltimore City, to the east side of town. And actually, on a pretty busy day, that can take about 35 minutes. To go from West Baltimore to East Baltimore, the average size of an average big city. And her singular purpose for this here was for me to teach her how to get to work and from work. She was a school teacher. She needed to get to her elementary school. But there was one rule. She only wanted me to show her one way. She had convinced herself that she could only learn one way. She wanted to use the route that her friend had been taking her to school used, and she was afraid that she would get lost if she went any other way. Fear. Fear of the unknown. Fear of what might be around the corner. Fear to try something different, even when someone offers to help you. Fear to use a tool such as a map, or as we have nowadays, we have MapQuest or a GPA system. Or like back in the day, most of us had an elderly person would take us out and kind of chart the path. I know my dad would, like, take me two or three ways around town and say, you can go this way or you can go that way or you can go this other way, and I would write it down, kind of chart out a way to go. Two or three routes to give you a choice to get to your destination. Don't allow fear to hinder you. You see, these fears that we have that may not be related to your business, it doesn't appear to be related to your business, but they really are. Because what if this same lady had a business appointment to get to? What if she had a product that she had to drop off to someone who lived in East Baltimore? And just what if they're sitting there with maybe $700 to pay for this, And maybe an accident occurred on the route that she knows how to go, and that accident's got traffic tied up for over an hour. And those of us who live in big cities, we know you can sit in traffic for an hour. And all of a sudden, she can't go deliver the product, pick up her $700 to go ahead and complete her sale because of fear. You see, those little fears that we might say, oh, it's no big deal. Oh, so what, the lady gets to go to work every day. She comes back home, she goes one way, she comes back home the exact same way every day, and that's okay. It may not seem like a big deal, but it is a big deal when you're trying to get to another level in life and you're trying to accomplish other things in life. So we want to be able to overcome and work through those fears. Now, the one thing that was good is that she shared it with me. So it kind of gave me an opportunity to try to figure out a way, well, how can I help her overcome this fear? So there are two things going on here now. You have the person who has the fear, and then you have the possibility of someone to become their coach to help them through that fear. Because in order for me to, of course, show her how to drive across town, I already knew that even in the course of teaching her, it could possibly come upon a day that we may have to go another way anyway. Maybe there's some road work being done. There could be a fire in that area, and we have to detour. So I could not really leave her there with the assumption and the comfort of really believing that she only could go across Baltimore City one way. When those of you who live in any of these big cities, you know that there's about a dozen ways to get across town. So therefore, I, you know, of course, had to make that, take on a responsibility to show her some comfortable other ways, kind of outline them and have her practice going those different ways. So we have two things going on, and you may find those things happening in your business. You may find a person who has a fear, and if you listened, because if we are success coaches for other people, we're bringing them on, we're sponsoring someone who, as I said last week, they just fell into this opportunity. They don't even know really why they decided to do it, but they know they're broke. And now, you know, you kind of brought them under your wing, and you realize this person may not be good at finding their way around because they have a fear. Do we push them aside, or do we help them through that fear? Because guess what? Someone might say, oh, you don't have time for that. You're busy. You're network marketing. You're busy. You got to get the numbers up. That one person, once they overcome that fear, could be a person that could become a superstar. That one person just may be a person who constantly produces, or that one person just might be a person that through the years just maintains. But whatever level that person ever comes to become, the main thing is you sponsored them. See, it's our duty not to just leave them hanging. Overcoming your fear. What if your fear is the fear of height? Well, my goodness. Now, I'm not a psychiatrist or anything like that, but again, we have to look at how in the world do we work through our fear. Now, I had that experience because, believe it or not, I was afraid of height. I'm a dancer. I'm leaping and jumping over things, but believe me, those things are not 10 feet up in the air. I'm not one of those people on the trapeze, the flying trapeze or anything like that. I work with children, and one of the things that I had to do was a lot of activities. You know, children got you going here, got you going there. You're outside playing ball. You're doing all kinds of things. But one day we took them to the beautiful hills of Harpers Ferry, West Virginia. And when we got there, the museums that we usually take the children to, for some reason they had construction and things going on. And so, therefore, we weren't able to take them to the museum. So we had a lot of extra time on our hands. Again, have to be ready for flexibility. Had to overcome any fear of what in the world is going to happen with these children, what am I going to do with them, and I had to think outside the box. So I thought, wow, this would be great. Let's go on a hike because, you know, West Virginia, there's plenty of trails and things like that. So we decided to go across the Trestle Bridge right in West Virginia, and I'm scared of height. And then all of a sudden I've got eight children who are telling me they're scared of height too, between the ages of 5 and about 14. Well, I didn't tell them I was really scared of height. I just took them by the hand, and I said, you know what? We can do this together, because I was determined that we were going to do some activity that day, and I was going to utilize the bridge, and what was on the other side of that bridge was these beautiful trails that allowed us to look across the different rivers that are in that area. So there we went. hand in hand, about eight of us, holding hands, going across the bridge. And then, of course, when you get across the other side, there are these winding stairs that you could see through the bottom of. So we had to go overcome that fear. And then once we got there, we went up this winding hill, which for some of them, they had to overcome that fear. But then once all that was said and done, you had about, all together, the group had about 30 people in it, coming back through, of which over half of them had overcome two fears, the fear of height, the fear of crossing water, and the fear of going up the mountainside. Now, what does that do for your business? Again, there's going to be a lot of things that you're going to come across while you're in business. And one of them may be, like I just got you saying, you have to deliver something, or you have someone that you want to meet, and you have to go across a bridge, a real bridge. So you may think that those fears that you had when you were 10, 11, 12 years old, or 16 or 17 years old, that we kind of allow to lay dormant, or we kind of push them aside, or someone maybe laughed about them, or you kind of figured, well, it's not going to matter in life. I just have to go around things all the time. The truth of the matter is we do have to find a way to take a faith walk, pray about it, dig down deep inside, and push through our fears. And it's so great to be able to have people like the people I just got off a phone call with, Sister Ruth Bradford and her team with the Millionaire Minds, to be able to have other people to help you to go through these things. And that's why teamwork is so important. To have someone who you can say, look, I have this fear. I am so scared to go across this bridge. And I know if I'm going to be doing business with you, we got a lot of bridges we're going to be going across, especially if we live in New York City. Oh, my goodness, there's nothing but bridges over there. But there are a lot of places that have a lot of bridges. So then you find yourself taking a deep breath, praying, and pushing through that fear. Therefore, being able to go on the other side, meet the prospect that you've been waiting to meet, sit down and do business and close that deal that you need to close. You have to be able to overcome your fear. Now, this particular topic came up for me because last week I was doing a booth at the Down East Festival down here in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. And I love doing those booths at those fairs and festivals. Fantastic place to meet people, unless you're a person that has fear of speaking to other people or the fear of crowds. Now, all of a sudden, for that person, it's like, oh, my goodness, I'm going to be someplace where there's 45,000 people all day long, and I'm supposed to talk to strangers. The fear of talking to strangers, the fear of a large crowd. Now, the fear of a large crowd may be something a little bit more deeper to overcome. That may take a lot more prayer, meditation, and maybe some other therapy. But the fear of being able to speak to strangers, a coach can help you with that if the coach becomes aware of the fact that you have this fear. And I had someone with me that actually had the fear of speaking to strangers. And actually, the person, I didn't really realize it, but they were able to say, Ms. Jahi, I'm not like you. I'm kind of scared to talk to these people. I'm not really a talker. And I knew that we were going to be there from 8 o'clock in the morning to 5 o'clock in the evening. There were only four of us, and for the most part, there were going to be two or three of us at the stall, and that I needed everybody to be able to speak as much as possible because we had a team goal of trying to speak to every single person at that fair. And you all out there, you know what I mean. You really have to have that kind of mindset. You have to go in thinking, I'm going to get all 45,000 of these people. Because, you know, if we reach high, at least if we reach for the sky, we can go ahead and grab some of the stars. So that was my mindset. We're going to get as many people. As a matter of fact, the way I work my booth is if you come within 15 feet of anywhere near me, I'm walking out, and I'm going to say, hi, how are you doing? You see that booth over there? Come on over and join us. I've made it my business to meet all 45,000 or 60,000 people here at the fair. And usually they'll laugh. They'll laugh about that. And I wasn't always like that. Of course, there was a time when I had some nervousness and fear of being able to speak to total strangers. But what I did when I went back to the booth, once I realized this person had this fear, I had to take a few seconds to think about how can I help them. Now, of course, at the booth there are tools because there's the pad that says, you know, sign up for our free gift and plenty of ink pens and, of course, a couple of brochures. And one of the ladies who work with me, Teresa, she had candy, which, of course, candy lures people over, so that kind of relaxes everybody. And so as people were coming over, when I told the person who had the fear, I said, I'm going to tell you what, just pay attention to what I do. And I even took a few seconds to kind of write out a little bit about what I was saying. And I said, I'm going to do it a couple of times, and then you do a little part of it. And after you do like maybe two or three lines, you just tell the person that Cynthia will tell you a little bit more about what we're doing from here, because I'm in training. It's simple as that. It's telling them, you know, I'm in training for this particular part, and Cynthia over here is going to show you the rest. So you get that person who has the fear of speaking just to say a few words, and you're right there with them. And then, of course, after a while, you get them to say a few more words. And then, of course, you kind of move yourself away from them a little bit and busy yourself with some other people to your left or your right, you know, and kind of letting them, you know, wet their toes a little bit more and spread their wings a little bit more. And they begin to realize, well, I can actually say a little bit more, because they're getting more and more comfortable the more they do this. And before you know it, at the end of the 5 hours, they're on the other side of the booth, out in the crowd, talking to people, saying, come on over to our booth. We've got all these exciting things. We've got things that we're giving away for free. But what it takes is some time. And it takes us back to Jasari's love. It take love. It takes some compassion. If you're in this business, you find yourself to be a cold-hearted, nose-to-the-grindstone type of person, I'm not saying you're because there's room for all type of people in here, but you may be stepping on and squashing some people who really honestly have some type of fears, and you don't want to do that because you could be very well ignoring and pushing down a true superstar or person that's going to be a maintainer for your business. And you know in network marketing, as you do your numbers and as things, you reach your different heights, in a lot of cases there's a thing called maintaining. You have to maintain certain levels in certain industries in order for you to continue to get the compensation that you are enjoying. So be very cognitive and pay attention to the people that you have brought on your team. You've asked these people to join you. And like I said last week, some of them, you just stopped them in the middle of nowhere or anywhere, and you've asked them to come join you and to come join something. And although the reality is they're finally realizing that they're broke or that they could use a little bit more money every month just to make it, or they want to buy a nice new dress and some shoes because they haven't bought anything in 6-7 months or maybe a couple of years, and the light bulb has gone off. But you just can't leave them there because they weren't even planning on doing whatever it is that you got them doing. Weren't even thinking about it, even though now they realize that it's a need. It's really, really important. They realize that there's a need. Okay, and that's what we do. Just trying to help people to overcome their fears, and then of course, like I said before, first of all, you have to realize the person either has to realize that they have a fear, or maybe one of us on the team have to sit back and say, you know, I wonder what it is. The person doesn't say anything, and then you have to pay attention to that. Oh, okay, maybe they're a little shy. You may ask them. They may reveal it, or you may have to just figure it out on your own because, again, they could be embarrassed about that, and you just may have to just assist them. Later on, I discovered, as I was working with another young lady using the telephone, that she's, again, was the same type of situation. This is over the phone. I don't know what to say. I'm really not good with talking to people on the phone, strangers. And I had a script, and those of us in network marketing, we know it's very good to have a script. And, of course, with our script, we always include the room for small talk, you know, your greeting and your small talk. Of course, how's the weather in Minnesota? You know, that's that type of thing. How are your grandchildren? Or do you have grandchildren? Those type of things. So as that person begins to utilize that script, I'm going to tell you straight up, after about the fourth call, they didn't even need me anymore. they didn't need me anymore. But, of course, I had to model it first. I had to actually do that in front of them, pick up the phone, call a total stranger. They knew this was a total stranger because they were with me at the Downey's Festival down here in Rocky Mount this past Saturday. And they were with me. So they know Cynthia doesn't know these people. But she's going to call them up. She's going to read the same script. And then a little while later, I'm going to attempt to do the same thing. And I'm not saying for everybody it's going to work like it did for this person right away. It may take you several times to sit with that person. But let's face it, we want to be successful, and we're all about pushing up people and pulling them along and just helping, do whatever we have to do, then we do have to set aside some time for training and for development and for helping each other overcome fears. Trust me, there's somebody that has helped me overcome these various fears that I have spoken about. The fear of height, the reality was those 8 children, I may have been helping them overcome their fear of height going across that bridge in the beautiful mountains of Harpers Ferry, West Virginia, but they also helped me overcome my fear. When I was in the aquarium with some children one day, somebody just put a starfish in my hand. Yes, just put it in my hand, a live starfish. And I'm not one for those little creepy creatures, you know. I couldn't throw it up in the air and kill the starfish, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't kill it. I'm not paying for a starfish, and I don't want to kill a living creature. So I had to kind of, like, breathe real deep and say, okay, now I have a starfish in my hand. And I had to move forward, and then I had to say, wow, you know, you're working with children. They're liable to pick up anything and put it in your hand. You got to be able to just kind of get yourself together and deal with that. And, of course, you know from there, I'm going to say the S-N-A-K-E word because some people are like, oh, don't say the word snake. I know how some people cringe about snakes. But, you know, when you're out with children, they're going to have one wrapped around their neck, sliding down their arm. Yes, I had to do that too, scared to death of the things. But guess what? I'm working with children. I have made that my career. I cannot be afraid of a snake. I mean, I may really, really have a phobia like that, and that might be something that for some people they might not can overcome without some serious therapy. But my fear wasn't that deep, because I do understand that some of these fears will take deeper therapy. I truly do understand that. But in my case, it was like, you Mama Jahi, so you're going to have to, you're out there playing drums and singing your African songs. You're going to have to, like, not be afraid of the snake. But now, trust me. That was because we were in the aquarium or some type of center that had the creatures, and they knew the health situation behind these creatures. They don't get me out in the wild and put no snake on me because that's a whole different story. You will see some fear in Jastari's love if you're out in the middle of the woods here in North Carolina. You just come right up to me with a snake. Whole different story. We have some callers on the line. And I just would like, if you want to share, I see caller number 214. If you'd like to share a few comments, we'd be more than glad to have Ruth come on the line.
Hi, good morning, Sister Cynthia.
Ruth, how you doing?
I am awesome. I love this topic today, getting over your fears. That is something that, you know, we encounter every day. But, you know, one quick thing that I want to share is that one of the ways I got over my fear was to join a team, be a part of a team, and participate in the team. And that right there, just knowing that you're on a team, that you don't have to do it alone, that right there is enough to get me going, because I know that I can pick up the phone, I can, you know, rely on an experience that one of my teammates have had. I can look at their successes. And you don't even have to sometimes even talk to them. Just look at what they have done. And you can just say to yourself, and as I said to myself, I replace the word I can with I will. So be a willing teammate. Be a willing participant. And that's one way that I have gotten over my fears. Now I say my faith is greater than my fears. But I can definitely relate to everything you're talking about because, wow, I've had a lot of fears in my life.
Thank you so much. That's so true. I like what you said about the team. And actually, I was learning that, I believe, from another, you know, mentor when I actually tried to get the team together to come over to my house to make those phone calls together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've probably done the same thing. And then, of course, feeding off each other, because what I may have not been good with, you know, another teammate, as you were saying, had more experience, and they may have been able to help me also. Very, very true, because for all of us, depending on who we're talking to on the phone, you know, okay, I'm going to call a prospect that I'm a little nervous about, looking at success stories of others, definitely. I can understand what you're saying. Will help us get through that. Thank you so much. I definitely agree. Was there anything else you wanted to share, Ruth?
That's it. You've summed everything up, and I'm ready to go.
Okay. Okay.
Call now.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
And we have, you're welcome. Thank you very much. We have calling area code 813 on the line, if you'd like to make a comment. Okay, I don't think they have it. Do you have a comment? I don't think you had a comment right now. But thank you very much. Thank you very much for listening. Again, I'm getting ready to wrap up now. I just want to mention a book or two that has to do with fears. One is called The Dream Giver, and I just got through reading it. It's by Bruce Wilkinson, and it talks about fears. It talks about the land of familiar, being ordinary, wanting to be different, wanting to be special. Coming out of being ordinary, leaving your comfort zone. So you may want to consider that book, The Dream Giver. It is absolutely beautiful. It's by Bruce Wilkinson. And the other book that kind of helps me along and motivates me is Rich Woman by Kim Kiyosaki. And her fear was, of course, being in, not being financially independent, being really independent, but being financially dependent with her husband, Robert Kiyosaki. And therefore, she had the saying of, because I hate being told what to do, the fear of being in a situation where she's constantly being told what to do. And I want to just close out with this one last thing as my husband is moving me along. My fear was, as I read Frederick Douglass, the fear of that life as a slave as he looked out upon the Chesapeake Bay of the ships coming in and leaving out. I'm not going to read it right now because it takes a little bit of time, but it's on page 220, Life as a Slave, Anguish Beyond Description. And when I think about that, being African-American and thinking about our history, I have to definitely work through my fear, because I don't want to be on the shore watching the ships go out and being too afraid to take a ship and go out beyond my comfort zone. So with that said, I am bringing it to a close. And I just want to remind you about the upcoming show, which is Sunday show, and that is the 9 o'clock show with Baba Jahi, the gospel working from home. And I definitely want to invite you to please come in and turn on your computer or your phone and listen to that show from my other half, who is my partner in this business, the gospel of working from home, Baba Jahi, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And now it's going to be our time, it's my time, it's your time, it's our time to be successful, people. Please enjoy and listen to the music, listen to the words of It's My Time.
There's a calling me to wake up. We hope you enjoyed this success song's original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments.